Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Right now, it is time to bring in our guy, J.I. Halsell, who is an NFL agent and salary cap analyst. Talk about Terry McLaurin's contract situation, as well as a couple of others with the Commanders. J.I., how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you. So let's start off with Terry, who is looking for a contract extension for the second time in his career. And he's in a pretty interesting spot because, J.I., he has been incredibly productive, and last year was his best season ever. But he also is now 30 years old, or is about to be 30 years old, will be by the time the season starts. So if you were working for a team, what would you be telling Terry's agent? If you were Terry's agent, what would you be locking in on with the team to get your guy paid?
Yeah, I think both agent and club understands that Terry should be paid like a number one wide receiver. The question, though, becomes, given the fact that, yes, this 2025 season will be his age 30 season, it kind of reduces, though, the value of his number one wide receiver contract. We're obviously not going to pay him akin to Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, obviously, where those deals are in excess of $35 million per year. But we're also probably not going to pay him similar to Brandon Ayuk, who's at $30 million per year. So the question then becomes, okay, well, who's a comparable contract? And so whether you're the agent or you are the club, you look at, actually, Chris Godwin's probably a good example in a lot of different ways, right? Because Chris Godwin is also roughly the same age as Terry McLaurin. But unlike Chris Godwin, Terry McLaurin's healthy. So we know that Chris Godwin is coming off of a severe ankle injury last season, and yet the New England Patriots were willing to pay him $30 million per year in free agency this year. So if I'm Terry McLaurin's agent, even though that's not a real deal, I'm pointing to that fact that this team was willing to pay Chris Godwin $30 million per year in free agency coming off a severe ankle injury. So therefore, if I'm the Washington Commanders and I know who Terry McLaurin is, both on the field, in my scheme, and in my locker room, why would I not pay him something close to $30 million per year? Now, T. Higgins is another kind of comparable, even though he's a number two wide receiver in Cincinnati. But as a high-end number two wide receiver, he's getting paid just under $29 million per year. So those are all the different considerations when we think about okay, from an APY standpoint at least, what should a Terry McLaurin deal look like?
So if I here's a contract that I have been throwing around is like, this feels fair to me, J.I. You tell me what you think of this. Let's go 3 for 90. So we hit the 30 million, 76 guaranteed, which would put him in the top three of total guarantees, according to Over the Cap. That would actually get him the second highest behind Jefferson. That actually put him above Chase and fully guaranteed. Obviously, the total guaranteed versus fully guaranteed, those numbers are a little bit different, and that 76 is a little bit farther down on that front. But that way, we keep things fairly short. We're pretty confident that Terry is going to be good for the next couple of years. It's obviously pretty dense in terms of the cash flow there. But if I tell you 3 for 90, 76 guaranteed, how does that sound to you?
I think if it were structured in a way whereby, let's say he's making 76 in the first 2 years, so that first two new year average is 28, I think that makes sense, because then, you know, we're talking about, well, no, let me take that back. That's actually not proper math. So what I would, 76 million on a 3 year, I mean,
so you're looking at basically like a true 30, probably those first 2 years, and then a $16 million hit in the third year.
So for me, I'm thinking, and the only way he gets the $30 million is if what we've seen in like the Tyreek Hill deal, the Devontae Adams deal, whereby, you know, there's a big chunk of money in the last year of the deal. So in my head, I'm thinking, if the goal is to get to $90 million over 3 years, well, perhaps it's ballpark it. Let's call it 56 in the first two and then 34 in the last year of the deal. So that way, now you're getting the player his $30 million per year APY that he wants, but in my head, I'm paying 26, 27 in the first 2 years, which I think is probably the right number when you compare him to, say, a DJ Moore contract. But we're only getting to 34, mainly for aesthetic purposes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
J.I. Halsell, salary cap analyst, also an NFL agent with 3 Strands Sports with us here on The Hoffman Show. Okay, so that makes sense on some level to me. If I'm Terry, I'm saying I'm better than DJ Moore. I'm better than even like DK Metcalf is a deal that I've heard thrown around as a comparison. His was a longer deal with a lot of funny money in it, but everyone kind of gets to say their thing in terms of the number. They get their bragging rights here and there, but it's something that still kind of works out for the team. How does if I'm Terry's agent and I'm like, my guy's way better than DJ Moore. Like, what are you saying if you're the club there? Or does the DK formatting where maybe we go a little bit longer on the deal, even though he's an older player, does that actually become more appealing because it lets us spread out some of the cap?
I would say that a couple of things. When we talk about DK Metcalf or any of these other kind of 30 million plus per year wide receivers, all those guys are a lot younger. Well, and a lot is a relative term, but they're younger than Terry McLaurin. They're not going into their age 30 season, right? And so that's where it becomes, okay, if we're going to get you to 30 million per year, we're really only doing it for aesthetic purposes. I really feel comfortable with 28. And so now on the agent side of this, if you're telling me we can get there to 30 million per year, you know, aesthetically, so that it's 3 years for 90, but you're going to guarantee 56 million of it or more, then perhaps that's where you kind of strike the balance. It's like, we're not getting to the APY that we necessarily want, but if you're going to guarantee a significant portion of it, for most of these player contracts, that's the most important metric anyway. That's where I want to be competitive relative to the rest of the wide receiver market. Because, again, if we're saying that Terry McLaurin, and the agent is probably not going to agree with this, but if we're saying Terry McLaurin is not too different than Chris Godwin took a $22 million per year deal to stay in Tampa. And I'm not saying that that was the right deal, because $22 million per year in Tampa relative to $30 million he passed up on in New England is a material number, but it is a factual metric. So, again, you've got to figure out kind of where do you want to pick and choose your battle when we think about structuring a deal for Terry McLaurin. And I think for him, it's about winning on the guarantee and maybe not getting caught up in, I want a $30 million per year guarantee like some of these younger wide receivers.
So that was gonna be my next question for you, J.I. It's like, if you're, and I put you kind of in the role of the team here a couple times. If you're Terry's agent doing this, and you know you're in a very unique spot because of his age, but also the production, like his ascension still looks like it's happened. Like his last year was his best year. So you're gonna be arguing that my guy's not even declining. Like, he's still on the ascent. He's still getting better. He's only gonna get better with another year with Jaden and Cliff. What's a number that's important to you? Is it, you know, if I'm sorting this out on over the cap, looking at it, is it the total guarantees? Is it the fully guaranteed? And what kind of ballpark do we need to be in to get this done?
Yeah, I think it really is how much is truly guaranteed at signing. What is the total guarantee? Because I'm thinking this is going to be more of a shorter deal, it is the vast majority of the total guarantee being truly guaranteed for skill, injury, and cap at signing. And again, it's really about maximizing the total guarantee relative to the number of years on the deal. And that being that guarantee per year number, that's way more important than where we end up on the total value average per year.
So the last question I have on Terry's contract for you, J.I., is Jaden Daniels, and I can't believe we're already talking about this, but like in 3 years, Jaden Daniels, if he is remotely close to what he was last year, is going to be the highest paid player in football. He's going to make God knows how much money, $70, $80 million a year. And the cap, you know, it'll be relative to a cap that's continued to go up in that point. But we know that eventually, like, you want to have very clear decks to be able to get that deal done the second Jaden becomes extension eligible. How does that impact what you might do for a guy like McLaurin if you want to say, hey, it's going to be maybe a 3 or 4 year deal, and normally we pack a bunch of money at the end? Is there any scenario where it makes sense for the team to pack something at the beginning because they have money and space now, and you know that you want clear decks later?
I think you can get both of these guys signed. I think Terry McLaurin can be extended, and you can still extend Jaden Daniels after the 2027. Actually, take that back, after the 2026 season. The way you structure it is, yes, kind of like what you just suggested. On a Terry McLaurin deal, you try to maybe have those cap numbers be a little bit more in the front of the deal. You put mechanisms in the Terry McLaurin contract so that you reduce the cap numbers into 2026, 27, 28, particularly in 27 and 28 when you anticipate having a Jaden Daniels extension. There's a lot of cap gymnastics that can be done such that you can extend Terry McLaurin and you can pay Jaden Daniels $70, $80 million per year after the 2026 season.
J.I., you're looking at Marshawn Lattimore's contract, and he is, as far as we know, not there. He might be missing mandatory minicamp. We'll find out tomorrow when he gets there. He's got $16 million this year, $16 million next, but it's just $2 million to move on from him this year. So, and basically nothing is guaranteed further. Does that scream to you that this is a guy that wants something with his contract? And if so, what would it be? Or, you know, he's missed OTAs and a bunch of voluntary stuff in the past. Maybe he shows up tomorrow and this is no big deal. But based off the structure, like, does this seem like something where he might want something? And if so, how can Adam Peters make him happy contractually without changing too much of the math on his end of it?
I think for a guy who they traded for and didn't really get a lot of return on last season, like, I don't really foresee them doing much contractually. And also, you just said it. I mean, he's got a history of – he's not really a big off-season workout participant historically. So I don't really see the club doing much, if anything, to adjust his contract, even if it is to, like, sweeten the pot here in 2025.
Yeah, that's the question I have, is, like, if he doesn't show up, you just be like, all right, we'll guarantee some of your money for this year, but we're not actually changing anything. We can still cut you after the year, et cetera, but we'll see. J.I. Hall, salary cap analyst and NFL agent for 3 Strand Sports. J.I., always great to have you. Thanks so much for your time, as always, and the insight on this very complicated conundrum, the Commanders are in with Terry McLaurin.
Appreciate it, Craig.
All right, it's J.I. Halsell with us here on the Hoffman Show. Still to come here on the Team 980. We have our weekend in review coming a little bit. How did some of the teams in town do this weekend? Well, some good, some bad. There's also the comments made by Aryna Sabalenka, the runner-up at the French Open. You definitely probably saw these over the weekend about her loss to Coco Gauff. Anthony just screaming in our chat this morning, foul play. I have a slight disagreement. We'll get there coming up in just a little bit. And also this Kevin Willard story that dropped in the Baltimore Sun this morning. They investigated everything around his departure. We'll get into that in the 6 o'clock hour as well.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.